Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Steris Corporation announced today an $11 million economic investment in its Montgomery location. Dave Johnson, Vice President of Global Operations and Continuous Improvement, says the company's reshoring initiative, which is bringing jobs back to the United States, will lead to dozens of new jobs.
To support the expansion, another exciting part, we're going to add approximately 80 full-time positions, a lot of skilled trades, CNC programmers, material coordinators, tool and die people, and production supervisors. We've started this hiring process, and we encourage anyone, if you know people, get on Steris.com. We're going to need a lot of people. I should note the construction phase will also involve the greater community, a lot of skilled trades people, engineering professionals, and regional tradesmen in sourcing of materials to get this done.
Steris Corporation is a medical manufacturing company. Forecasters at the National Weather Service say the temperatures are only getting hotter across Alabama. Meteorologists have issued an excessive heat warning for the state's central counties. Extreme heat is predicted across the region for this afternoon and into the evening. Forecasters are expecting record highs to exceed 100 plus degrees in central counties. Highs are predicted in the low triple digits through at least Tuesday, as far south as the Florida line. Also, Alabama's dry weather has prompted the U.S. Forest Service to ban the use of campfires in Alabama's four national forests, except in developed recreation sites. A spokesman says the restrictions apply to the Tuskegee, Bankhead, Conecuh, and Talladega national forests. The Forest Service said fireworks are also banned throughout the national forest, including developed recreation sites. Gasoline and oil prices continue their downward spiral. According to Auto Club AAA, the nationwide average for gasoline prices dropped 57 cents in the last 3 months and is now $3.35 per gallon. Alabama motorists are paying 32 cents less than the national average. AAA reports the statewide average for regular fuel today is $3.03 a gallon. Mid-grade averages $3.20, while premium gas costs on average $3.55 per gallon. The Alabama Bureau of Investigation is investigating an officer-involved shooting that happened Thursday in Dothan. Dothan Police Chief Greg Benton said the shooting began with a short police pursuit around 4 p.m. yesterday. Benton says the pursuit ended when the suspect's vehicle rammed another occupied vehicle in the parking lot of a shopping area. Benton says the shooting happened when officers suspected the man, who has not been identified, was attempting to run over the officer. After being shot once, the suspect's vehicle traveled across six lanes of Montgomery Highway and crashed into a business. In other news, a group of Atlanta students toured several civil rights landmarks in Montgomery Thursday as part of the King Center Nonviolence Summer Camp.
I think this is a blessing. Blessing that sent down from earth that he was in here in this house. And we're here to see all of this. I think this is just a blessing, a privilege.
I think it's amazing that we're able to come down here and actually see this. And it's been a great experience.
The way that she told the story, is like it touched my spirit and it made me feel something and feel a sense of importance. And I was standing where greatness was and it made me feel great.
The week-long program sponsored by Dr. Bernice King, the daughter of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., teaches teens about using the ideology of nonviolence as a social change agent. The event was hosted by Southern Youth Leadership Development Institute. Maxwell Air Force Base and Gunter Annex has a new commander. He's Colonel Trent Edwards. A change of command ceremony was held Thursday on the base. Colonel Edwards will oversee all functions on Maxwell Gunter that support Air University and the 908th Airlift Wing. An intense heat wave with near record high temperatures will continue today, with temperatures climbing to nearly potential dangerous levels across central Alabama. The heat wave will last into the weekend as a large upper level ridge of high pressure moves into the region. A heat advisory remains in effect until 9 p.m. Saturday. Today, look for sunny skies and your highs around 100 degrees. Tonight, clear with your lows in the upper 70s. Saturday, sunny skies in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Your highs around 103. Heat index readings 108 to 109 in the afternoon. On your Saturday night, clear skies with your lows in the mid-70s, light west winds. On your Sunday, look for sunny skies in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Your highs around 101. Heat index readings around 108 in the afternoon. And on your Sunday night, partly cloudy skies and a 10% chance of rain in the evening with your lows in the mid-70s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.